Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI. If you're talking about it,
they're getting nervous, and they should be nervous.
You know, I kind of disagree with what you're saying.
We're talking about it.
You know, I think it's kind of great that you guys have that duality.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
All right. It's some weird, weird stuff going on today. I want to know what you think about this.
Okay.
Stanford University, very highly regarded. Mm-hmm.
Probably the second hardest university in the nation to get into after Harvard.
Harvard, back east.
PacuCon.
Stanford out west.
Yeah, PacuCon, Harvard Yard.
Harvard Yard will walk to the square from here. If you're applying to college, you can spend hours crafting the perfect admissions essay. Have you heard about this?
I haven't.
Or you can just write the same word 100 times.
When I started college, all I had to do was write the perfect check.
Yeah. Zayed Ahmed, 18 years old, answered the essay question, "What matters to you and why?"
That's pretty wide open, isn't it?
The Princeton, New Jersey high school senior was recently admitted to Stanford after writing "Black Lives Matter" 100 times in response to that question. Ahmad has been flooded with attention since posting his essay answer on Twitter on Sunday.
And they admitted him?
"I submitted this answer to my Stanford application, and yesterday I was admitted."
You know, it doesn't surprise me that they admitted him, and I'll tell you why. Remember who the first college was that changed their mascot name away from Indians to something else?
Stanford.
It was Stanford.
Yeah. To the Cardinal and the color Cardinal.
The color Cardinal, not the bird Cardinal.
Not the bird Cardinal, but
and their mascot is a tree.
Yeah. First, there was a word limit on the question prompt. You couldn't have it less than 100 words, he explained.
Right.
"As I completed my application, my academic work, volunteer activity, extracurricular, and activism created a picture. But it became apparent to me as I neared that final question, the picture lacked my voice. It was important that to me, the admissions officers..."
As they do if you're not in a movie or on television.
Right. "Literally hear my impatience for justice and the significance of this issue." Which is a pretty good answer right there. Ahmed, 18, is a practicing Muslim and a self-described activist.
Oh, he was in anyway.
Yeah. Bingo. He says much of his passion stems from him experiencing racism of his own. He says he decided to use the hashtag because it was hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Right.
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Because it conveyed his frustrations with the judicial system's failure to protect the Black community from violence, systematic inequity, and political disenfranchisement.
And it also showed them that he knows what Twitter is.
Yeah, true. CNN reached out to Stanford to confirm Ahmed's story. The university spokesman said the school does not comment.
Yeah,
that's true. Application.
Which is, we've had about three stories today about different people being admitted to different colleges.
Yeah.
One girl applied to every one of the Ivy League colleges and was admitted to all 8 of them.
Yep.
And there are quadruplets that are graduating, 4 boys, they're quadruplets, and they're graduating from high school. And all 4 of them have been admitted to both Harvard and Yale. And 3 of them want to go to Yale, and 1 wants to actually go to Stanford out in California. However, we didn't do it, but the people who originally reported on it called Harvard and called Stanford and called Yale and said they would like to get a comment. And they said, well, we don't do that. We don't give anybody's personal information about anything.
True. As a freshman in high school, Ahmed founded Redefy, a nonprofit organization that advocates for social justice. Its mission is to defy stereotypes, defeat hate, and promote tolerance through workshops. Ahmed says that as a Muslim, he has faced bigotry in the United States. He feels an affinity for African Americans. The Islamophobia that is heavily present in this country is connected to the legacy of racism and oppression that the black community continues to face, he says. We'll return with a little bit more of this.
And also suicide bombers.
Yeah. Which I don't think we'll find out if he included that.
We now know more about a fatal crash involving three children in Canyon County. We'll have details coming up on 670 KBOI.
Remember, you are listening to Paul, Jay, and Chris on 670 KBOI.
All right, talking about Zayed Ahmed, who wrote hashtag Black Lives Matter 100 times on his application to Stanford. Now,
it was supposed to be an essay, by the way.
It was supposed to be an essay. What matters to you and why? And so he put that there. And now we have to.
He didn't say why, though, did he?
No. He just said what mattered to him. Ahmed told CNN he'd been bullied online. I'm so tired of people going, I was bullied. Everybody gets bullied. I got bullied because I was the skinniest white person ever.
Yeah. And I didn't.
Yeah.
Because I was never the skinniest white person ever.
Did you ever get bullied?
You remember the story I told you about.
Yeah.
A guy came up to me in third grade and just punched me in the head for no reason.
Yeah.
And then years later, he got convicted of murder, and he's rotting in prison in Alaska right now.
Yeah.
I'm not smiling.
Ahmed told CNN,
as far as you can see,
he'd been bullied online by white extremists since his successful Stanford application made headlines. He's also been overwhelmed by an outpouring of support and congratulations. Well, yin and yang.
Yeah.
He hopes his story will encourage others to fight intolerance and social inequity. Got no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Ahmed is still deciding which school he will attend, but whether he goes to college, he says it's his goal to listen, develop, and innovate to become a better advocate and a better citizen. So he's going to be an activist no matter where he goes, what he does.
Good point.
I am many things, but I am an unapologetic progressive activist first and foremost. Now, most of us don't think like that. But then again, we need activists to make us think.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I think if you're smart enough to get into Stanford,
and you really want to be overlooked.
But if you want to be an activist, you want to help people. What I would suggest is, get your bachelor's and then go to law school, become an attorney, and then help poor people who need, an attorney.
Yeah, pro bono.
And not one that's, appointed for them.
Yeah. And that is being overlooked, the fact that that's the only reason he got into Stanford was not hashtag Black Lives Matter. Because you have to be well-rounded, you have to be social,
If you're not a very good student, you can write the best essay ever, and you won't get into Stanford.
Yeah, it does not matter at all. It's academic. You have to have good academics. You have to volunteer. You have to partake in extracurricular activities. Activism helps you, I think, if you want to go to Stanford.
Yeah. And if that's not your thing, you probably don't want to be on a campus that's completely filled with people just like that.
Yeah. And so the story makes it sound like the only reason he was accepted was hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, but that's not true.
It's not true.
It's just an unusual essay. And see, the thing is, I look at that essay and I think to myself, oh, well, I guess that disqualified him because he didn't really write anything. No, it didn't. it's like performance art. I don't get it, but hey, it looks interesting.
Yeah, but see, explaining it, it gave him a chance to explain it,
which was what the essay was supposed to be for.
But he got to explain it more than 100 words.
Yeah,
so
voibly, as they say.
Yeah, voibly. So anyway,
in Brooklyn, in particular,
very, very interesting.
Yeah,
Bill O'Reilly. People withdrawing their support of his show.
Yeah, he lost 20 sponsors of the O'Reilly Report on television.
Eli Lilly, the latest, saying they will pull it. And the president came out
and said
Twitter yesterday.
He said he's sure that O'Reilly didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
To which my wife said, well, you know, birds of a feather.
Yeah. He said he's sure that O'Reilly didn't do anything wrong and that he should not have settled the lawsuits, which we'll talk about in the next half hour.
Well, and somebody called that the Cosby effect. They said, after a certain number of people, you start thinking, there might be something to this.
Yeah, and they're coming out of the woodwork against O'Reilly.
As soon as they figured out that the other ones got money.
Well, you know, and there's some truth there, and this is not the first rodeo this year for Fox.
Right.
As their CEO.
Roger Ailes, yeah.
Roger Ailes was...
accused of the same sort of thing.
And settled and then quit.
And also, he was accused, though, of creating that atmosphere at Fox,
mm-hmm.
which is probably what led to the other people being accused of that sort of thing.
Yeah. How would you like it if your daughter was a blonde anchor at Fox? Because everybody would be gone.
How much would she make?
Everybody would be gone.
Well, I know mine.
Oh, she is.
Mm-hmm. Mine would punch the guy in the nose and quit the job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, but even if nothing was going on,
actually,
everybody would
actually yours would punch the guy in the nose and quit the job too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. After she won the lawsuit,
that's true. That's true.
Think, yeah,
she would more than likely do it the lucrative way, and that's good.
Yeah. So and we got a lot of stuff going on today. Some interesting, a woman taking a selfie fell off a bridge.
Yeah, that happened
in California. Did you see that?
There are entire websites that are filled with pictures
of people,
taking selfies right before they died from some disaster because they were taking a selfie in a really stupid place.
Yeah. She was lucky she hit a cliff only 60 feet down instead of falling the entire 600 feet. Yeah,
because death would have hurt more.
Yeah. She's expected to survive.
Or less.
She's expected to survive, and as soon as she regains consciousness, she'll post that picture. See you after news.
Yeah, right next to the x-rays.
If you're talking about it...
They're getting nervous, and they should be nervous.
You know, I kind of disagree with what you're saying.
We're talking about it.
You know, I think it's kind of great that you guys have that duality.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
House Intelligence Chairman Eric Nunes stepping away from the Russia probe. We'll get to that in a minute. First of all, Eli Lilly and Company will pull its advertising from Bill O'Reilly's Fox News show. Angie's List says its commercials will continue after a New York Times report revealed settlements on allegations of sexual harassment against the coach, I should say host. The two Indianapolis-based companies are among dozens of major companies reevaluating their choice to advertise on the O'Reilly Factor, which is Fox's number one show.
Mm-hmm.
In light of the serious nature of the accusations made against Bill O'Reilly, I can confirm that Eli Lilly and Company has suspended its advertising on the O'Reilly Factor, Lilly spokesman Mark Taylor said in a statement yesterday. Angie's List released their statement on Tuesday. We do not have plans to change our ad buy. And this, a lot of people have dived off this boat.
Yeah.
Some people are staying, but they've lost a lot. Well, $13 million, right? The New York Times report Saturday revealed O'Reilly and 21st Century Fox had paid out a total of $13 million in settlements to five women who accused the talk show host of sexual or verbal harassment dating back to 2002.
Wow.
The latest two were settled in 2016, so it's not something that happened this week.
Well, and there was one woman who last night was on CNN for a while, and she also made it onto MSNBC.
Yeah, go figure.
Go figure. They didn't have her on Fox. But she said that she was working with Bill O'Reilly for a while, and that he basically, he had given her all kinds of career advice.
Yeah.
And then at some point he made a pass at her or asked her out or told her, you know, we're going to go out or something like that. And she said no. And he said, well, then forget all that career advice that I gave you because you're going to go nowhere. Which, yeah, that'll get you into trouble.
Yeah. 21st Century Fox said O'Reilly denies the merits of the claims, but is committed to improving the environment for employees at Fox News. The Associated Press reported that Hyundai, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, T. Rowe Price, Allstate, GlaxoSmithKline, and Constant Contact all have chosen to pull their commercials. Other sponsors such as Enterprise, Expedia, and Jenny Craig have not decided whether to pull ads or declined to say whether or not they would. Angie's List, the only advertisers to publicly say they're going to stay.
In Bill O'Reilly's case, he's been accused of this by several women.
For a long time.
He's never been convicted of anything illegal. But yes, they did pay out a settlement. But Bill O'Reilly would probably tell you, because a lot of people who pay out settlements say they just did it so the other people would shut up.
Mm-hmm. Using the hashtag dump O'Reilly.
It's like pleading. It's like an Alford plea.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, I can see you have enough evidence to probably convict me, but I'm not guilty, so I'll give you an Alford plea.
Yeah, and here's $3 million. People tweeted their disagreement of Angie's List decision. Some people said they intended to unsubscribe. The Angie's List account responded to some of the angry tweets. Apologies, we try to reach as many venues as possible, etc., etc. Fox News Executive Vice President of Advertising Sales, Paul Rittenberg, released a statement about O'Reilly's advertising loss. It said, we value our partners and are working with them to address their current concerns about the O'Reilly factor.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, the ad buys of those clients have been re-expressed into other Fox News Channel programs.
Oh, okay. What that means is Fox is still going to get the money. They're just going to stick those advertisers on other shows.
Yeah.
It could be that Fox, Rupert Murdoch, might not care about it at all because money's money.
But, you know, they have signed contracts. That's the deal. And apparently the contracts don't have an escape clause to get out of them. So they'll pay off, but it'll be hard to get them to
have a morality clause.
Recommit. Yeah. What do you think of President Trump basically supporting a guy who is accused of
it's an odd thing to do. It's an odd thing to do
for a president.
Most presidents, if they found out that somebody they liked or somebody they knew was accused by a whole bunch of people of doing something of this nature, would just say nothing about it.
Yeah.
And if asked, would say, well, it's an ongoing case, and I don't really know all the details, or something like that. You know, just be discreet about it.
Yeah.
But
basically,
the first thing, Bill O'Reilly's a good man, and shouldn't have settled. Yeah, the first thing Donald Trump said is, I don't believe he ever did anything wrong. Well, you don't know, do you? Were you there?
Probably
how
not.
How can you just say straight out that, he's probably not guilty?
Yeah. Kind of a weird...
Well, it's an odd thing for somebody who's supposed to be diplomatic to do.
Yeah. Interesting. All right.
On the other hand, some people like that. Hey, pick a side.
Before we take a break, I've been going through Forbes' list of top colleges in every state.
Mm-hmm.
Top college in the state of Idaho, College of Idaho.
And what's this based on?
Forbes has several factors. It said it stands out as a bastion of small classroom liberal arts learning. In order to ensure a well-rounded education, C of I has developed the PEAK curriculum, requiring one major and three minors, or academic PEAKs over 4 years, 26 majors, 55 minors, ranging from biology and creative writing to business and theater.
And they do have a huge percentage of students that go on to grad school or law school or med school.
Nearly 100% of freshmen receive tuition grants, averaging about $14,000.
Well, it's necessary.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. My daughter got a lot more than that, and we needed more.
You know, a lot of schools, if you got a $14,000 grant, you can also buy yourself a car.
Yeah, exactly. All right, KBOI News Time, 9:14. We'll be back. We'll talk about Eric. I knew I'd call him Eric I knew I would.
Devin?
Devin Nunes.
Yes.
Because we have an Eric
Nunes here,
that
yes.
works here. And I knew I would call Devin Eric.
As far as I know, they're not related.
No. House Intelligence Committee, the word intelligence leaves Eric out. Oh, sorry, Eric. It's 9:14.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul, Jay, and Chris. More local talk with Nate Shellman is live this afternoon at 3 on 670 KBOI.
Paul, Jay, and Chris, we are back. KBOI News Time 919. KBOI Rewards Code. Accusation, is that it?
Accusation.
ACCU.
Jacques.
A-T-I-O-N. Jacques, that's a little French term.
Yeah, but it's actually just accusation.
Yeah, accusation.
Dave of Boise says maybe it's all a lie and Donald Trump knows it. Well, it's a possibility. I don't know. Maybe he knows a lot of stuff the average citizen wouldn't know besides Rich. What's everybody going? He said that, not me.
Yeah.
But what's everybody going to say when Donald can back up and prove everything he is talking about? I think you're just going to go, really? It's not like we are talking about honest people here. We are talking about the corruption in our government. They are not going to offer up proof on a silver platter for all to see. You sort of have to read between the lines, pick out things that make sense, and form your own opinion.
Then you're developing your own truth.
Yeah.
You're disregarding stuff that you don't like. And that, I mean, that's...
I have people that I trust.
That's the worst kind of stuff you can do.
I have people that I trust. Because they've never broken my trust.
I think our thing.
And I believe what they say. But then again, I have people who have broken my trust many times, and I don't believe anything they say.
Exactly.
Or I verify it anyway.
I think what we were saying is, why even comment on this?
Yeah.
I mean, right or wrong, the president is commenting on somebody who's accused of mistreating women. Why would you do that? It doesn't make sense. It's not presidential.
Let's see. I've got another instant message here.
Okay.
From Bob. It says...
it just doesn't make sense to me.
Chris, O'Reilly's ratings are up since this happened.
Probably.
I know his ratings are up, but his revenue...
Love that stuff.
His revenue's down, and that's the thing that's most important.
Exactly. Hey, good point.
If you have low ratings, but you still sell the heck out of it, they will let you stay on the air. And then he added, didn't Obama say the police acted stupidly? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that wasn't smart either.
Yeah, that wasn't smart either. But we never really like to adopt the opinion that just because somebody else did it, that we can't criticize the person who's doing it now.
Yeah.
Simply because it was wrong last time and it's also wrong this time.
Remains wrong.
Two wrongs don't make a right, but three lefts do.
Ba-dum.
I just stick to that. And then Patrick of Caldwell says, wonder how much money has been donated to his GoFundMe page. Seems like everyone who gets their 15 minutes of fame races out to cash in on the publicity with a GoFundMe page. If he doesn't have one now, it won't be long before he does.
Talking about O'Reilly?
I guess.
Bill O'Reilly's rich, man.
Yeah, he's actually fairly wealthy.
Yeah. I mean, Bill O'Reilly can set... I mean, he's one of the... Well, I don't know him, but he's one of the few people I've heard of in the business era, who, you know, him and Rush and a few others can just write that $6 million check.
Mm-hmm. Or $13 million.
Whatever, so let's talk about...
It's important to the person who receives it.
Devin Nunes stepping down temporarily from his role leading the this Intelligence Committee's probe of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential campaign.
And the whole thing started a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
They started after the accusation on Twitter by the president that the previous administration had surveilled him in some way, which we now know they might have inadvertently, but apparently they say they didn't do it directly. You know, who knows what's true.
See, and it's like the guy said, if I want to believe it, I'll believe it. If I don't, I won't.
Well, exactly. He said, read between the lines.
Yeah.
Where there's, you know, just white space.
There's white space. Yeah.
But Devin Nunes is the chairman of the House Committee, the House Intelligence Committee, or as I like to call it, the Information Committee.
Because
when they say intelligence, they mean information. We're gathering intelligence about something.
Exactly.
Okay. I hate to use the word intelligence. Yeah, I hate to use the word intelligence when it may not apply to the situation.
Yeah.
But I will use the word information. So he's the head of this committee in the House, and he's a Republican, and he apparently got some information that confirmed that in some way Trump had been under surveillance, or that somebody had said something about him while they were under surveillance, or something like that. He got some information, and then he very publicly went to the White House to inform Donald Trump about it because he felt that was his duty to do so.
Right.
Now, they found out since then that he actually got the information from somebody at the White House and then took it back to the White House, probably to make it look like that's not where he got it.
Yeah, to think about.
But almost everybody else in Congress criticized that move because they said, if you are a congressman, whether you're a Republican or Democrat or whatever, you don't actually work for the president. You're in a different branch of the government. And what you do is, you know, and you basically, you work for Congress. In his case, he works for the House of Representatives.
Correct.
And if he is the lead investigator in this thing, or at least, you know, the head of the committee that's investigating, telling the person that you're investigating, or telling the person that's part of the investigation about what you found before you even tell the other committee members or anybody else in Congress, with the exception of Paul Ryan, they think was just a really stupid move.
Yeah. And
you know, they can't figure out why somebody who's smart enough to get elected to Congress would actually do something like that, because apparently they haven't read history.
Yeah. Nunes, in a statement, cited the efforts of, we're quoting now, several left-wing activist groups. Mm-hmm. To lodge entirely false and politically motivated accusations against him, Nunes, with the Office of Congressional Ethics as his reason for sidelining himself. He's just the fact that they're aiming their guns at me.
Yeah.
I'm recusing myself, whatever you want to call it, until this is over.
So he will then yield to the vice chairman, who is Trey Gowdy, who... I mean,
Conway. Mike Conway will lead.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Trey Gowdy.
With assistance from Representative Trey Gowdy.
Oh, I see.
And Representative Tom Rooney, all Republicans.
Okay, of the three, I'm thinking Gowdy will make the most noise.
Probably.
Because he already does anyway. But Gowdy is tough. I mean, he's interesting looking. But he's not the sort of person that if he found out something like that would go running to anybody thinking that he had a responsibility to tell them.
KBOI News Time, 9:26.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 10, listen to Rush on 670 KBOI.
Well, Jane, Chris, we are back. It's 9:36.
As so frequently happens on this program, I will get an email from somebody who is commenting on something that happened a little while back.
Right.
And I will misunderstand what they're talking about. And that's what I did with Patrick of Caldwell. He wrote back. Let me read the original one. He said, wonder how much money has been donated to his GoFundMe page. Seems like everyone who gets their 15 minutes of fame races out to cash in on the publicity with a GoFundMe page. If he doesn't have one now, it won't be too long before he does. And he was not talking about Bill O'Reilly.
Nope.
Who is, by the way, Todd looked it up, is worth, as of last year,
million.
Was worth $85 million. He was talking about the kid who wrote the essay to get into Stanford.
Which was hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Repeated
100
times.
Yeah. So, okay.
So, and so, I mean, he may have a GoFundMe page. I don't know.
Yeah, good. Talking about Devin Nunes, who says he will continue to fulfill all my other responsibilities as committee chairman. He had requested to speak with the ethics office in order to expedite the dismissal of these false claims. In a written statement, Nunes suggested the accusations against him were timed to distract from reports about the names of Trump associates being unmasked in intelligence files during the latter weeks of the Obama administration by former National Security Advisor Susan Rice.
Now,
which apparently is not illegal.
Right. She was the National Security Advisor, and in your job as the National Security Advisor, if somebody's name comes up, and they've been calling him a U.S. person.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily a U.S. citizen, but somebody who lives in America and has, you know, a certain amount of rights. But if a U.S. person's name comes up when you're surveilling somebody else, she can find out who it is.
Yeah.
She's allowed to do that. That's perfectly within the law. Now, the people who, you know, called up a reporter and said, hey, I got a scoop for you, that's not.
Right.
That is against the law. And kind of what the Republicans are focusing in on right now is who blew the whistle, because, you know, we should get them. But on the other hand, they also need to remember that the whistle has already been blown. And so there are some things to answer for there, supposedly.
Nunes went on to say, charges against me are false, politically motivated, are being leveled just as the American people are beginning to learn the truth about the improper unmasking of the identities of U.S. citizens. He uses the word improper instead of illegal.
Illegal, yeah.
Source
well,
close
and,
to,
and things can be both.
Yes, source, in fact, very true.
To be fair, most things are illegal are also improper.
A source close to Nunes called the alleged Democrat-led campaign to file complaints with the Office of Congressional Ethics a clever political trip. Even if vindicated, which Nunes believes he will be, too much political damage had already been done for him to remain in his role leading the Russian spying investigations. And if you haven't heard, he has stepped away.
Yeah.
Stepped away from that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Got an instant message here from Bill, who said, Bill of Boise. He says, maybe he now, and to be fair, I don't know whether he's talking about Nunes now, probably about O'Reilly, actually. He says, maybe he is not afraid of the truth and finding out what the truth is instead of hiding behind it. That has been the norm, but President Trump is changing that, and we get front row seats to see it happen. So, I mean, that's probably true regardless of who he was talking about. Boise rabble rouser says Devin Nunes temporarily stepped aside from House Intelligence Russia connection investigation.
Right.
Nunes is now under threat of investigation for ethics violations. Perhaps there is hope for Congress. Well, I mean, you know, about two dozen more of these ethics investigations of other people, and I'll probably agree with you.
Yeah. Let's go to Rich of Boise. Rich.
Well, I'd like to comment on both of those stories. One, that first lawsuit years ago with Bill O'Reilly that really made a lot of publicity.
Right.
The woman recorded him on the phone.
Yep.
And then he paid her off. Well, he didn't pay her off. That's why he doesn't need to go. Fox paid her off, and they can't release those recordings now.
Right.
So, and Trump and all of his accusations. You know, he is the commander in chief. Any of that evidence that he wants, he can get. Unless Obama went and hired somebody to wiretap Trump Towers, there's records of it. And every request that Susan Rice made, there's records of it. Trump can get that. He can declassify those phone calls if he wants to prove his case. He makes these accusations. When he has all the power to get the answers to any of the questions that he wants. I mean, there's no reason for him to be guessing about stuff. All he has to do is get the FBI or the NSA over there, and he has top security clearance. He can look at all of that stuff. So he just makes this stuff up, or he hears something on Breitbart or wherever he gets all of his crazy ideas, but he's no reason to guess. It'd be like if Mark was talking about chemtrails and he was a president, he could find out if there was actually a government agency doing that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
or Area 51 or whatever he wanted.
Yeah, Trump can do all that. He's got top security clearance. He can see all those documents. If he wants, you know, if he wants to hear the recordings of those phone calls, he can hear them. There's no reason for him to be guessing and making up crazy stuff.
Yeah.
He can hear them, and then he can make accusations, and then there can be investigations and trials. But he doesn't need to guess about what.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. You said he has the ability. First of all, Fox paid off this young woman, and as a result of that, her tapes cannot be released. The president, though, being the commander-in-chief, does have the right to listen to these if he wants. Now, can he release the content of those? Is that legal?
Yes. The president has, as the top authority, he can declassify anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, so he could release, he could change the class, he could declassify anything that he wants to release. He has the top authority on that. So
now here's my question, and I don't know the answer to it. My question would be, can he tell people about something that's classified and afterward declassify it?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Let's go to the newsroom now. And Rick Worthington, Rick.
Paul J., we understand there is a lockdown in progress right now at Ponderosa Elementary School in Meridian. We don't know the cause of the lockdown. We did get some calls from people who were concerned because they were hearing sirens in the area. So Ponderosa Elementary School is on lockdown right now. We've tried to call the school and have been unsuccessful in reaching anyone, but Ada County Dispatch was able to confirm that the lockdown is going on right now.
All right, lockdown at Ponderosa Elementary. Rick will keep us in touch. Wait for an update coming up in about 15 minutes on KBOI News. Wow. I say wow too much. Somebody said that the other day. Why are you always saying wow?
Well, because you...
And I went, wow, do I?
Believe it or not, there are a lot of things in the news that are somewhat surprising.
Yeah. So...
I'm just checking to see if there is any brand new information, and I haven't got anything yet.
On Ponderosa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's just happened, so.
All right, let's take a break. KBOI News.
To Idaho Talks Live on 670 KBOI.
And reports of a lockdown at a Boise school.
Actually, it's Meridian. It's
Meridian School. Ponderosa.
In the West Ada District. And we don't know why. It's a great school over there, Ponderosa Elementary. And we don't know why it's been locked down. Quite often when something happens in the area of a school, like, for instance, the police are looking for somebody who is, you know, has gotten away from them, or they're having a police chase, or there's been a shooting or something. Quite often a school is locked down because of something that only happened in the area, but not actually at the school or on the school grounds.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go back to the phones now. And David of Boise. David, good morning.
Morning, guys. I was just wanting to follow up on the declassification of information and security clearances. I was had a top secret security clearance for 4 years, and I can tell you the president doesn't have the highest security clearance in the nation. Now, it's implied, and if he asks for things through courtesy, he can receive certain information. But information in the top secret classification is what they call compartmentalized. So if you don't have a need to know, then you're not going to get permission to look at that information. So I just wanted to clear things up.
Well,
and
who does have the highest classification? Who can decide whether the president knows something or not?
Well, that I don't know. All I know is that I was in the system for quite a while. I read a lot of books on it, and he might have a top secret. It may be a high one, but information is what they call compartmentalized. So everything's kind of put in a little box. And if your name isn't on that box, you don't get to look at it. And it's on a need to know basis. So they figure out, okay, do you need to know? You can request to look at it. And if they figure out that you need to know it, then you can look at it. But it's not this carte blanche, I want this, I'm looking at it. It doesn't work that way.
So it would lead me to think that would preclude the president, like, reading a classified document and then making it public, because
right.
The public doesn't need
either.
To
there's
know.
No
say,
way that
say for
can
instance,
either.
In a tweet.
Yeah. There's no way that can happen. I mean, that the conversation you guys just had, one, the president can't declassify anything. Two, he can't look at everything unless he has permission and it's gone through the system and he gets okay to look at it.
Okay.
And it just doesn't work that way. I just wanted to let you guys know that.
All right. We appreciate the call. Thank you. Let's go to Patrick of Caldwell. Patrick, good morning.
Morning, guys. Mark the tape. I'm going to agree a little bit with Rich. It got a little fuzzy. So you asked him about the Bill O'Reilly tape. Can he get that and...
Yeah, it was just kind of as an example of something.
No, he can't because that tape was sealed by a court.
Okay.
He can. The previous caller said that there is a way he could probably go look at the transcripts of the tape between the Russian ambassador and Flynn, because that's what Rich was talking about.
Yeah, need to know. Okay.
Well, and Rich was, you had asked Rich about the O'Reilly thing, and it got a little fuzzy, like you were asking him if the president could declassify the O'Reilly thing, and the president couldn't because that was sealed by a court.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. Good stuff.
Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, Patrick. Yeah. I got a little confused in there myself. Let's go to Gary of Emmett. Gary, good morning.
You know, again, about the secrecy and declassifying and things like that, you know, it isn't like something that he can do without taking time to do it.
Yeah.
When you look at the president's schedule and stuff, does he really want to go to a place to petition something and then take the time to see it? And, for instance, it might be 50 pages that he would have to read through to find what he wants. You know, he gets summaries. He does not get raw anything.
Yeah, well, the volume would just kill you off.
Right. So when you say that he can declassify and see anything, you know, if he was the Evelyn Woods champion, maybe.
You just lost a lot of people in Evelyn Woods.
Yeah, that's speed reading. Right. They teach you how to speed read. There was an old joke about a guy who said, I just finished the Evelyn Wood course to learn speed reading, and then I read the book War and Peace. It's about Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the fact is there are limits, human limits, that constrain presidency more than legal or, political limits.
Yeah, that's something you don't think of very often, the fact that there are physical limitations on what the human body can do and understand and retain. I mean, that's a lot of that.
Well, they say it's too big of a job for any one man, and much of the things that the president accomplishes and much of the success has to do with the ability to relegate.
No question.
And, that's one of Ronald Reagan's strongest points. He knew how to pick people and how to get those people to do what he wanted. That's also something that other presidents have been praised or criticized for.
All right. Thanks, Gary. We are flat out of time. KBOI News Time, 9:55. You want to chime in on any of this, tomorrow's open phones Friday for an hour and a half from 8:30 until 10 o'clock. See you then.